Staff Appreciation Awards, it's an opportunity for students to say thank you to members of staff. That can be academic, such as lecturers or tutors, or it can be other members of staff like, I don't know, somebody from the cafe, security, librarian, IT assistant, absolutely any other member of staff. So the idea is that there is a lot of excellence at our university, and quite often we hear about the negativity, and I guess rightfully so. But I think there's also an opportunity for us to celebrate some of the excellence we have at our university. So I guess the Staff Appreciation Awards was started in that vein. I think the idea behind it was actually we want to also encourage those members of staff who are positively contributing. And I guess where we're hoping to go with it in the long term is we're hoping actually Staff Appreciation Awards will actually help drive and improve the actual teaching standards and I guess the standards in general across the university. We'd hope that maybe lecturers would start learning from other members of staff, learning ways, you know, how to improve their, teaching standards or teaching styles, see what students like, etc. And maybe just an additional piece of information, what we did last year and what we're hoping to replicate again this year is at the end of, once all the nominations have come through, we collect all the information. So that's all the information that students present. So for instance, a student might say, I nominate this teacher, and then they give a whole list of reasons as to why that is. What we then do with that information is we collect all the student feedback and then try and turn that into a manual of best practice. We did that last year, and we're going to replicate that this year. And the idea behind that is that we will give other lecturers and other members of staff an opportunity to look at what our students at Westminster University think is a good example or good practice. So I guess that's the kind of vision we have and the reason and what Staff Appreciation Awards is in a very, very big nutshell.
Yeah, it's really nice as well that it's not just lecturers. It's kind of anyone who just makes someone's university experience a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, last year there was like a very memorable scene. It was at Regent Campus and a security guard had been nominated. So he came up and he gave a little speech. Oh, actually, he won an award, sorry. And he came up and gave a speech, and literally he was talking about, he said, his words were, this is the first time I've actually won anything in my life. He goes, I'm really, really proud. And like, he actually brought so many members of staff to tears. It was actually quite emotional. So it really, really meant a lot. I mean, we had so many staff members who, like I said, even to this day still talk about Staff Appreciation Awards. It had such a positive impact. It had a positive impact for staff, morale, and that type of thing. But it also had a positive impact, we're hoping anyway, for student-staff relations as well.
So what sort of things do people win awards for or get nominated for?
So there are two categories. Last year we had four categories and we thought it was a bit complicated. This year we've reduced it to two categories. It's literally outstanding academic staff or lecturer or tutor. And then the second category is outstanding support staff. So there are two categories. And obviously we're urging students to, you know, fill out these nomination forms because it really does mean a lot to members of staff. It does mean a lot. And we've all come across at least one person in our time in university who's like really had a really positive impact on our time here. So like we urge all students to get involved. It's a really simple process. And you can leave your feedback as well because that feedback is really, really useful. And it's something that we send also to the lecturers. We send it anonymously, but we'll send that feedback to the lecturers. And it's something that they could potentially replicate and make sure they're doing in the up and coming years as well.
Okay, and so with the process with the nominations, how do the people who win the awards, how do they win? Is it the person with the most nominations or?
Even if somebody was nominated only once, they'd get a certificate. And I think the impact, I mean, it meant that we had a lot of certificates to hand out. But I think what was really useful about that is that everybody got recognised. Everybody who was nominated, even if it was just once, we took, that was an opportunity. It's almost like we wanted to make it a thank you rather than a competition. So if you get recognition, even just by one student, then you get a certificate. But what we also did is we wanted to celebrate, I guess, excellence. So those members of staff, for example, who received, let's say, the most nominations in their whole school would get a special recognition. Now, it's a fine line. We don't want to make it competitive because I think that's not the kind of thing that's not what we're trying to promote through Staff Appreciation Awards. We want to really just thank, members of staff who have helped us, gone the extra mile, etc. But at the same time, there are some members of staff who have, you know, not just maybe affected maybe one or two or three or 10 students, but have affected 20, 30, 40, 50 students. And there's something about the what they do, something about who they are, which we feel that should be celebrated above and beyond. So within each school, within each category, there will be, an overall person who received the most nominations and the most feedback. We will have a special recognition for that person, so that person will win a trophy, or they'll get a trophy, they'll have their name engraved on it, etc. But we're not saying they're the best necessarily in the school. We just want to give an opportunity to recognize that person, I guess.
Just want to let them know that they're appreciated.
Yeah. But everybody who's nominated will be recognized.
Oh, okay, so if you've got your favourite, say, person working in a cafe or something, you shouldn't hesitate to nominate them, because they will
by all means,
it'll have an impact.
If one student nominates, let's say somebody works in a cafe, that person will be contacted, that person will be invited to the award ceremony, and that person will be recognised in front of their peers. So, I would urge students to make sure they do that, actually, and just the impact it has on those members of staff. I don't think you can really underplay just how much of a positive impact it has.